Blog Talk Radio.
Commit to something that they know they can't follow through on. And the enemy know how to trick the people in the church and how to cause them to fall away. And it causes a weakness and a sickness in the body of Christ when we commit to things that we, because we've gotten excited over something. And I just feel that we need to be more committed to the Lord so that we can hear his voice when he speaks. God bless you.
Thank you so much. And saints, we have to be careful. You know, even the enemy is because we're not God in a short time. We're going to let him be fooled. Going to services and we got somebody who got the gift to get up, I call that. They can talk so good. Before you know it, they got you giving $1,000 to this church where you are. You haven't ever in the history of your participation at your own church given $1,000. You commit, and in some way you get that $1,000 because he tells you you're going to be blessed. And this is going to happen. And you give it, and it doesn't happen. And then at your own church, they ask you to give the pastor for his anniversary $200. And you're the main one who stand up against it because of your no faith to believe. And just so some people are so unfair. And you got to watch that kind of stuff, you know, committing to do things and just because, like Dr. Pfeiffer was saying, because you get excited, amen, you're going to do this and do that, and you haven't taken care of home. And then the Bible says you work for the infidel. Somebody else speak on that.
Dr. Johnson, this prophet is again. I would like to add that's why it's so important that you need to also trust God, but trust your leaders. Trust your pastors, because your pastor, who's that your overseer, your pastor, your teacher, is going to lead and guide you, and your pastors will head that off before it gets started. Someone's coming through, taking the folks' money. I expect for my pastor to step in and say something, and I don't like to say this to the prayer line. Even with the Dr. Johnson, I have observed this. The conference 2 years ago left him in humongous debt. But because of the kind of leader that he is, who's led by God and who don't want anything to tarnish the name of Jesus in him, what is he doing? He is paying a debt that somebody else left, paying for rooms other people left out. And I heard all of that. So that says a lot about our leader on this prayer line, that he would not lead you to the Red Sea and not cause the water congealed in the air on you. Glory to God. And I just thank God for that. That speaks volumes. So what that says to me, that you can go anywhere and just to mention Dr. Bernard Johnson, the doors are going to be open. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Let's talk to you still. All right, the line is open to you if you want to say a word here. Anybody else want to speak on this? Thank you, Elder Coach, for bringing this topic to us. I guess he's not here today, but he will be on. We'll let him know that we talked about saying we're going to do something we don't do. All right? Anyone else?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, Elder Johnson, this is Elder Coach. When I heard you say you were going to bring the subject on, I'm so appreciative that you decided to do that. To all of the saints on the line, to you, your mother, Mother Johnson, and to all your staff, sometimes I forget with this protocol, and I don't mention everyone's name, but I love you all, your own wife, Sister Betty. To all of you, I just thank God for this line. I thank God for Elder Johnson having the kind of love and concern for all of us that he'll give time to the thing that's on our mind. I did have this happen to me once, well, several times with different people. But I think one thing we also need to think about here, it's very important that you come back to that person and let them know, because sometimes if you don't know them that well, you just know them by hearing them. This is kind of like a first impression of that person. So certainly we want to be sure that we contact the person, let them know why you didn't do what you said you were going to do. Also consider when they ask you to do something, they have work that they're doing, and what you say you're going to do can affect that work. That's why it's so important to let them know. And as I was saying, we have so much technology today, texting and the telephone and whatever. Let them know one way or the other if you're not going to be able to do what you say you're going to do, because it affects what they are doing. Oh, I thank God for this line. I'm going to be out of town, leaving tomorrow for California. I think I mentioned to you all about my son-in-law, very concerned about him, and do pray for him, saints. He was a minister, or he is a minister. Praise God. I'm claiming that God is going to restore him. I want you all to pray. Certainly, I want Elder Johnson to pray that God will touch, heal, because not just so much as my son-in-law, but he is a minister. He's got marriage. He's married to my oldest daughter. There's a child involved, and so we want God to restore him. And thank you so much, Elder, that you took the time to visit. It's very important on both sides, the person you're talking to and the person that does this. Amen. And I thank you all for this time. Pray for me and mine.
Thank you, Elder Coates. God bless you. Father, I pray for his son-in-law out there in California.
Yes.
Lord, I'm going to ask you to do something special for him. Let the anointing go through that situation and destroy everything that's causing. I pray that you give him complete deliverance. Lord, restore in him the desire to do your will, preach your gospel. Restore in Jesus' name. Restore the marriage.
Thank you, Jesus.
Marriage in a powerful way.
Amen.
The child in situation. Raise this young man up, this preacher up, and pull the cataracts off of his eyes and let him see all the things that have been trying to sit on his feet. It's the enemy. Now touch and deliver him. Give him a desire to do your will.
Yes.
Lord, let the anointing go right there. And the oil of the anointing go on him in the spirit realm. The resurrection blood of Jesus going to his heart and mind and soul. Whatever the devil's been trying to do, cancel the assignment.
Yes.
Walk that in and give him complete deliverance. God, just bless you in the name of Jesus. The word says you do it. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Jesus!
Hey, glory.
Lord, deliver him. Deliver him. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the glory of God. Thank you. Amen. Yeah. God bless all of y'all today. I'm going to leave the wisdom seminar. Maybe we'll hear a little bit more of that tomorrow. But I want to just tell you that the convention is on target, on the way, beginning Thursday. We're excited about it. Oh, my God. Dr. Stern, or Lady Betty, are you on? I'd like for you to say a word today, Lady Betty, if you would, encourage the people. If you would, if you have time, I know you're busy right now. Just take 30 seconds, a minute. Let them hear your voice if you can. Are you there? Amen.
Good morning to everyone. I am here this morning. As God blesses me to be on the line every morning, I just have to be on mute as I prepare to go to work. But I am really, really excited. The convention is coming up, and I'll be excited to see each and every one of you. We're planning good things for you. We're planning and expecting the Holy Ghost to come in and just take over as we lift our praises to God. So we want you to be encouraged and be here to be along with us in this convention. God bless everyone.
Thank you so much. Amen. She's going to be greeting you every night and going to welcome to you every night. We're excited about that. Go ahead, Brother Johnson. You want to say a word?
God bless you. God bless you. I'm excited also for this convention coming up. I'm expecting the Lord to do great things in this meeting. and let us come together looking for the Lord to bless and slay under the power of God. I'm looking for the Lord to just bless in a great way. And I'm looking and blessing and praying and asking the Lord to bless each of you that are coming and asking the Lord to let us come together with the Holy Ghost working in our soul. God bless each of you and let's come together. Be glad to come. Be happy to come. Be wanting to see each other. I love reaching out to each other from breath to breath and from heart to heart. And God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. Dr. Stern, are you there? You want to say a word?
Amen.
All right, Sister Gina, you want to close it out and say a word?
God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and good morning, everyone. Can you all believe we are 48 hours away? 48 hours. The excitement is building here in Kansas City. All roads are leading to Kansas City, and we're asking you to direct yourself to Kansas City Thursday, beginning on Thursday, June 19th, through Sunday, June 22nd at Amazing Grace. We're going to meet nightly at Jack Ridden Convention Center. And my God, we are expecting blessings like you've never seen in 2014. We've been saying it all year long. So come on, y'all, get excited. Come on in town. Be a part of this. Witness this. Meet the rest of your family because we're like one big family here on the prayer line. So we're asking you to come on out. Don't miss out. Be here, be here, be here. And we're going to do a one-night revival on Saturday night. And all the teaching we've been getting on the Holy Ghost, we are expecting our guest of honor to be none other than the Holy Ghost himself. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, all these words are wonderful. God bless you. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we got a theme. We got a couple of things that we're working out for the convention, and that is blessings like, well, actually praises like you've never seen in 2014. And then we got praise your way to a miracle. My God. Y'all got to be there. It's going to be, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's going to be ultra awesome what God's going to do. Amen. We're going to be seeking to give God a billion praises. Every night we're going to have a praise time asking God to just lead us when to do it. He'll come in, take over the service. We're going to be giving God a billion praises. We got the blog line, amen, 42 million listeners. And then we've got the live streaming. We've got somebody from the radio station that's going to be doing live streaming for us. It's just going to be ultra awesome, amen. And you know what? Out of 42 million, if we can just get 1 million to take 15 minutes to praise the Lord, continuously praise the Lord. That's 1,000 praises. They'll help us give 1,000 praises. And 1 million people giving 1,000 praises is 1 billion praises. We're going to give God 1 billion praises. 1 billion praises. Amen. Y'all got to be here to be part of that. And I wrote many of you and asked you to help us send up 1 billion praises. Get ready and have at least one thing you can tell us why we ought to praise the Lord. Amen. Stepping up to the mic and praising the Lord with us. Oh, my God, we're going to have wonderful praise and worship. And I told you Lady Betty's going to be greeting us every night and welcome. And, oh, my God, we're just going to have a great time in the Lord. Bishop Vaughn, I believe, is speaking Thursday night, and it's just going to be great. And Bishop Bolden, yeah, he's speaking on Friday. Bolden, yes. He's speaking on Friday night, and Saturday night we're going to have that old-time revival. Oh, my God. And, my God, I may get in there and speak one of these nights, but we're going to have a great, great, great time. Sunday morning, I'm inviting Bishop Hagin, if he could be there to speak Sunday morning. It's just going to be great, 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 great music, great preaching. I might pick my horn up and blow. Amen. I don't know. I might play this. I must tell Jesus. I must tell him. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just going to follow the Holy Ghost. Amen. But we're going to have a great time. I may pull my horn out and do Quicken Through the City. I don't know. But We're just looking for the Holy Ghost to take over and lead us. In all our ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct our paths. We got it on the radio now. We're talking about first fruits, first fruits, first fruits, first fruits. Yeah, welcome you to Kansas City. Amen for the first fruits. Prayer and Praise Convention at the Jack Reardon Convention Center. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And closing out Sunday morning in Amazing Grace. Amen. Amazing things happen in Amazing Grace. And Amazing Grace is the place where amazing things happen. Oh, my God. We just don't have, I guess, hopefully y'all can see this thing. My God. It's going to be something. Amen. So get here some way. Whatever you have to do, get here to Kansas City and be a part of the convention. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning, we're going to be back at Amazing Grace. Oh, my God. And the Lord has blessed us to do some things with Amazing Grace, put up some things, and it just oh, thank God for beautifying the place even before. So get ready, get ready. Expect the miracle. Expect God to move. Expect God to work. Expect God to lift your burden. Expect God to move while you're there. By the time you get back home, expect a miracle in your home. Expect God to give you a miracle. Nobody can give God a billion praises and God doesn't turn around and bless you. He's not like that. You can't bless him without him blessing you. And that's what's going to happen here at the First Truth Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Oh, my God. You got to be here to be a part of that. It's going to be something. We love you. Before we leave here today, we want to ask you, anybody got, maybe I'll take a couple of praise reports of what the Lord did for you. Amen. Maybe two or three. You got a praise report. Jump in there right now and give your praise report. Anybody got a praise report? The line is over here.
God bless you. God bless you, and thank you for this opportunity just to praise God, Dr. Johnson. I'm very excited about being there this week for the First Fruit Convention, and praise God for it. I just want to give a shout-out to the Lord to let you know that due to the prayer that has been going up on the prayer line, I prayed for a young lady in our home about a year ago that was on oxygen. The doctor told her she couldn't leave home unless she was going to a doctor's appointment because her allergy and her breathing was so shallow. And as I prayed for her in her home, went back to visit her, she's not on the oxygen anymore. And I am thanking God. And she can go up and down the stairs even without having the oxygen on. And another young man had a stroke. He's testifying. He had the stroke, and when he realized he couldn't move anything on his right side, and when the doctor came in to talk to him, he started scratching his head because the doctor was giving him some negative news. He started scratching his head with his right hand, and he realized he was using his right hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the young man jumped up off the bed and ran out and checked himself out of the hospital and went home and told the doctor, thank you for the news, and kept going. So we're thanking God, and now there are no signs that he's ever had a stroke. His speech is clear. His walk is fine. He couldn't walk, couldn't move, couldn't do anything with the right side. But when the doctor came in to give him the negative news, he started scratching his head with that hand that the doctor said he couldn't move. Praise God for his blessing. Praise God for the miracle. Thank God for the prayer line.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. It works. Amen. And let me tell you, giving God a 1,000 thank yous works too. You'll see. You will see. I don't forget just the other day, I had four people that needed a miracle, you might say. Lady Betty, she was sick. She wasn't feeling well. And I said, I'm going to thank God 1,000 times to you. And then get a call from Ambassador Hagen, the Amazing Grace, that little child, 3, 4, 5 years old. She was sick. And I said, I'm going to add her, Lord, to that thank you 1,000 times. Then I got a call, Sister Gina was sick. And I said, I'm going to add her to the thank you 1,000 times. And then I needed a financial miracle to help pay the convention center off. And we're so close now, y'all, so close. I need for you to keep your vow, send it in, and we'll have enough
to go in there and debt free. Today is Tuesday. I need you to send it to me today, tomorrow, so we can go in there. The devil doesn't want us to be successful by doing that, but it's going to happen. Amen. Why don't you let the Lord lead you? But I thank God a thousand times, and now I begin to move and work, and all four or five of those things, and the Lord is working it out for every one of the things I thank him a thousand times for. Amen. I want to thank God for the miracle working power. I had somebody call me and said, Dr. Johnson, I needed a new car. And they said, I thank God a thousand times. And they called me from the Chrysler place. I was driving the Chrysler, they said, and they called me. And all of a sudden, thank God, the Lord turned the situation around. They said, you're eligible to drive a 2014 Chrysler. All you have to do is come down and sign it. And they said, went down and signed it. And what happened is that the Lord blessed them to have lower payments with the 2014 than they did with the older car. So that was a miracle. Listen, thanking God a thousand times worked. I'm thanking God today a thousand times for Dr. Stern and for their church up in Chicago. God's going to give a miracle there.
Waukegan,
amen. God's going to give a miracle there. Amen. I'm going to be thanking God a thousand times a day. Now, don't forget, we're going to fast today. Those who want to join me, I'll be fasting and thanking God a thousand times a day. One of the persons I'm going to do it for is Dr. Stern and Pastor Stern, her husband. Both of them are pastors. But in their church, the God will give an ultra, shut up day. And it shall be so. Awesome miracle here today. Let's stay faithful, saints. Ask God to bless. Dr. Stern and her husband, they're facing something there with the church. I want to ask the prayer line to do a couple of things here. I want to ask you to as you fast today, include them in your fast. Include them in your fast. Amen. Ask God to do a miracle. We will bless the church in an ultra-ultra way and do a miracle for them there in Waukegan. All right? Please do. I'll be thanking God a thousand times, again, I say that, for them today and asking God for a miracle for them. Join me. All right, now, we'll ask for a couple of prayer requests, but I want to ask you, I have a prayer request. I'm going to give you a phone number in just a moment. It's the phone number to a request line at the radio station here. We bought some time here for the convention, but I need you all to call and request Dr. Bernard Johnson, the CD. Tell him where you're from so it doesn't sound like you're from the same city. Once you call and request my CD, amen. If you're from Kansas City, do it too. Call and request. Say, I want to hear Dr. Bernard Johnson. And they'll find one of my tunes and play it on the radio, which will help us in the convention. I don't mean this arrogantly, but it will help us in the convention. And it'll be a blessing to what we're trying to do. Amen. All right. Give us a couple of prayer requests. I'll be finding that radio phone number while you're doing that. And somebody, one of your sisters, take over that prayer request for me. I'm going to find this number. Before y'all leave the line, I want to give you this number. What a sister will take over.
God bless you. I will take the prayer request. Praise God. Does anyone have a prayer request this morning? They want to make it known to the Lord. Jump in and give it right now. Praise God. You have a prayer request.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've been hearing about
the Lord.
All that good. Oh, Jesus. God is good when you can just listen and hear the word of God going over the radio.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, God is so good. He has God. The Lord gonna bless you, Dr. Johnson. Just keep doing what you're doing, and you may not think it's working, but it's working.
Amen.
And I tell you, God is good. He's just good. You have so much to say for me. Just listen as you praising the Lord. That's a blessing right now. Some people want to listen, but they can't hear.
Yes.
Sick in the nursing home. There's a lot of people who wants to hear you, but they can't hear you.
Yes.
But keep doing what you're doing, and the Lord going to bless you. And tell mother, I said, don't worry. I thought about her all day yesterday, and I just prayed for her. And tell her, I said, every night she get disturbed, tell her to say Psalms 91 over and over, because God is good, and he's going to take care of her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're taking prayer requests, Mother Johnson. Did you have a prayer request this morning as well?
Well, just keep praying for me and my family, my children.
Amen.
I got some unsaved children, but just keep praying for them. And soon the Lord will bring them in out of the rain.
All right. Yes, he will. Amen. Does someone else have a prayer request?
Go ahead, Mother.
Mother Johnson.
Oh, God bless you.
Giving you the opportunity. Bless you.
This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'm asking you to keep on praying. I'm for my family and my children. I want to see them all saved and sanctified. Break some yokes, because some yokes need to be broken. I tell you, and I've got a preaching son, and he's trying to get loose. And God knows, I know God is able, and I'm asking you to keep praying for my daughter. She is a missionary. And I want you to keep on praying. The devil got him trapped up and tangled up inside her, but God knows, I know he's able to unbreak the yokes around the necks and let them go free where they can work for the Lord. And my daughter, Hattie Johnson, Hattie Smith, and Tanner Taylor, they need prayer. They need prayer. Pray for them. God bless.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And all of our families, amen. It's everybody's family. And thank you for that request, because we all have family members that have gone astray, and the enemy is trying to trick them and fool them right now. So we thank you. God bless you. I heard someone else trying to get in with a prayer request.
This is in Texas. I praise God this morning for the prayer line.
Hallelujah. Lord God, we ask that you even bless those that made the request. In Jesus' name, Mother Johnson in Indiana, Mother Johnson in Kansas, Mother Johnson in Texas, oh God, Sister Lucille, in Jesus' name, bless right now, oh God, even those that are making requests for others, unknown and unspoken this morning on the prayer line. Bless each and every one, Lord Jesus. Those that didn't have a prayer request or couldn't come off mute, everyone that had a prayer request, Lord Jesus, we ask that you grant it this morning in Jesus' name. We will lift you up and exalt your name on high. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, bless First Fruit Convention, our leaders, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, in a special way, oh God. Help them, oh God, and strengthen them that they will be able to lead and guide us in all truth and understanding, all righteousness in your mighty name, that we will be able to come together, oh God, and lift you up on high. Hallelujah. What a wonder, what a wonder, what a wonder, oh God. You let us come down through the year to the time that is appointed for the convention, and we pray right now, oh God, that you will reserve your people for this time, oh God, that they will be able to go forth under the anointing in Jesus' name, that they will be able to come together, Lord God, to exalt your name on high, to give you the billion praises, oh God. Hallelujah. We have long anticipated for, but we want to bless your name right now for being our conqueror, oh God. You are the conqueror in Jesus' name. You are the wonder. You are the wonder. You are the miracle worker. And we bless your name, Lord Jesus. You're our Father, hallelujah, that works wonders, that do the miracles. You are our mighty God and our Prince of Peace, and we honor you this morning, Lord God. We thank you right now for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for watching over your people, oh God. And we bow down before you this day in Jesus' name. Bless the fast, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As you've given us strength to endure in Jesus' name. Watch over us right now, oh God, and your miracles. Hallelujah. I know they will be performed during this convention in your mighty name. And we will glorify you, oh God. Touch every soul, every listener. Touch the blog line, the GMAP, oh God. Hallelujah. The streaming station, oh God. Bless, 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 bless the staff. Bless the people that come in Jesus' name. Bless the service. Anoint the people of God, oh God, to do your will in your mighty name we pray. And we thank you right now for your love. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for bringing us together to exalt your name on high. And we will give you praise and glorify the Father which is in heaven this day. In your name we will lift you up, oh God, even throughout the past. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the anointing on the line. In Jesus' name we pray and we glorify you. Amen, amen. God bless you, back to Dr. Johnson, back into your hands. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
We just thank the Lord. Want everybody to get your ink pen, get your pencils out. I'm going to give you a phone number. I need your help. I need your help. I need your help. Amen. I want you, and as I said this, the Holy Ghost gave me two visions for the prayer line. One for me as your leader, but the other one is for the prayer line also. Amen. One, I need for you all to help us with the convention by calling this number and asking, or this is a radio request line, a radio request line. And the Lord gave me a vision, said, son, you can get all these radio stations across the country and send your CD to them and ask the saints on the line to call and just request your CD across the country. Amen. But this week, I want you to request to hear Dr. Bernard Johnson, and this is the radio station here in Kansas City. Amen. This is where we're advertising on. I want to, if y'all could, flood it for me. Flood it for me. The number is 816-576-7234. That's 816-576. Now, let me tell you the procedure. I'll give it one more time. The procedure, when they answer the phone, they'll probably say, this is KGGN, and just tell them I'm whatever your name is, like I'm Harry Smith from Kansas City, or I'm Jolene Johnson from Waukegan, Illinois. Give your city where you're from. And I'd like to hear Dr. Bernard Johnson. And if you could, you know, you might say the name of a song. One of the songs you might say is this song right here. This song right here. Sweeping through the city. Just whatever y'all say. If you don't remember the name of any song, just tell them I want to hear Dr. Bernard Johnson. Don't mean it to arrogantly, but to thank God for the saints on the line. Help me accomplish this for the Lord. And we'll be talking about the convention this week, and they'll be playing the music, and hopefully we'll be able to pack out the convention. Hopefully y'all understand what I'm saying. All of the
Amen.
Call in the number. The number is 816. Y'all ready?
816-576-7234. One more time. 816-576-7234. Amen. Keep us in your prayers, and faith without works is dead. Work the faith and work, put the works with the faith, and God will bless us this week in a great, great, great way. Amen.
One day that you would call on this.
Beg your pardon?
What day should we call the radio station?
Today, tomorrow, and Thursday, anytime y'all feel like it after that. But we want to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, too. And call it today. Start calling today. Some of y'all that y'all can call every day. Today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even flooded Sunday. That's the big day. All these days, just flood the line with requests. I appreciate it so very much. This is how you do it. Y'all wonder how Kirk can run and get number one hits, all that kind of stuff. They do it like this. And then a lot of times they'll go out and spend maybe $10,000, $20,000 buying their own CD. They buy their own CDs just to get them on the charts. That's the way they do that. Amen. We're not doing that. All I need for y'all to do is call the line and request the song. Amen. I appreciate it. All right. God bless you. May y'all have a wonderful day. We're out of time. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. The Lord's blessings upon you. May you be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. May you going out be blessed. You're coming in be blessed. Your family be blessed. Your finances be blessed. As you travel, be blessed. Your health, your strength, everything about you when you're blessed. Walk when you're blessed. Blessed when you walk. Everything you touch, be blessed. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And remember, we love you. Looking for you here in Kansas City at the convention center. Amen. Amen. We're going to sweep through the city. Come on, help us sweep through the city. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We're looking for you here. God's going to bless us with an ultra awesome way. Meet us here in Kansas City. Sweep through the city. Don't y'all forget the youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll be with you, Dr. Pfeiffer, tonight at 7 o'clock. May the Lord bless all of y'all.
And Dr. Johnson, may we also say those folks that are coming into the airport that need to be picked up, please call in your travel arrangement so that we can make sure there's someone there to pick you up. Dial 913-766-5130. Let us know what airline and what time to pick you up. Thank you.
Give us the number again, 766-5130.
Yes, 913-766-5130.
All right, God bless all of you. Have a wonderful day.
Have a blessed day, Saints.
Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day, everyone.